Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of what's overhead during November. Well, we're finally getting back to standard time. That changeover, with clocks falling back an hour, takes place before dawn on November 3rd here in the U.S. and in Canada. Honestly, I think this back-and-forth switching is confusing, and it's getting even more so. The switch happens a week earlier in Europe. Down under, our Australian friends move to summertime in early October. Tropical countries don't make the change at all, nor does China, and Russia stays on summertime year-round. Anyway, the return to standard time means that most of us are still heading home from work as evening's twilight sets in. Now that's just fine with me, thank you very much, because it means that I can sneak in a little stargazing before dinner time. November 3rd is noteworthy for another reason. On that day, a total solar eclipse will be seen along a narrow path that slices across Central Africa. Upward of 1,000 die-hard eclipse chasers are headed there, including yours truly. If you live along the eastern seaboard here in the U.S., you'll see a partial solar eclipse at dawn. The farther you live toward the northeast, the bigger the moon's bite that you'll see. Because solar eclipses must occur at new moon, this means first quarter falls on the 10th, and the moon is in the evening sky throughout the early part of the month. Whenever the sky is dark, keep an eye out for shooting stars from a meteor shower known as the Taurids. You might see them any time from mid-October to late November. They're few and far between, at most a few per hour from dusk to dawn, but many of them create spectacular fireballs. These are bits of debris shed by the periodic comet called Encke. Also, around mid-month, the Leonid meteors arrive, but this already weak shower will be hampered even more thanks to the full Beaver Moon, which comes on the night of its maximum, the 17th. There's another early morning event worth mentioning. On November 25th and 26th, look toward the eastern horizon about 30 minutes before sunrise, roughly 6:30 a.m. Look low down for a tight pairing of Mercury and somewhat dimmer Saturn. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the much-anticipated comet Ison, which some media have hyped as the comet of the century. Well, it won't be that, but it might put on a nice display in late November and early December in the eastern sky before dawn. If you're already up oogling Mercury and Saturn, you just might glimpse the comet as a little fuzzy spot close to them on the 23rd and 24th, and then below them, closer to the horizon, in the days thereafter. It's hard to guess what Comet Ison will do or how bright it will get. The current predictions suggest it'll be brightest in early December, after it skirts very close to the sun. We'll just have to wait and see. With all that activity before dawn, will there be anything worth seeing in the evening sky? You bet. Venus is still shining brightly, low in the west after sunset, refusing to sink into the twilight glow. A few hours later, turn around and watch the second brightest planet, Jupiter, rise in the east. Give it a little time after that to get high enough to clear low trees and buildings. While you're waiting for Jupiter to pop into view, look high in the southeast for a giant diamond in the sky that's about the size of your hand with your fingers spread wide apart. Sky watchers the world over know this as the Great Square, representing the chest of Pegasus the flying horse. Now, the square itself is easy enough to see, but you might have trouble visualizing it as part of a horse. For one thing, it's flying upside down. And another is that the constellation doesn't represent a complete animal, just the front half. The front legs of Pegasus extend from the top star toward upper right. Its neck and head stretch out and up from the diamond's right corner. Now, there are a couple of strings of stars stretching leftward from the big square, and these do seem like hind legs to me, but technically they all belong to the constellation of Andromeda, a chained princess in Greek mythology. Throughout the night, Pegasus flies higher in the sky and gets flipped over even more on its back. If your skies are reasonably dark, you should be able to make out the circlet of Pisces, a lovely little pentagon of stars, hanging directly under the Great Square. And you can look past Pegasus's nose to the right to reach Delphinus, the dolphin, my wife's favorite constellation. Like the circlet, it's fairly faint, but if you can see it at all, it's sure to catch your eye. A tiny diamond with a tail extending down and to the right, just the size of your thumb in the sky. Return to the Great Square for a moment, and focus on the two stars on its left side. Follow an imaginary line downward from them, about four or five of your fists held at arm's length. until you come to a bright star all on its own above the southern horizon. That's Fomalhaut, the brightest star in the constellation Pisces Austrinus, the southern fish. In fact, Fomalhaut derives from the Arabic words for mouth of the fish. This solitary sparkler is the only really obvious star in this entire stretch of sky. Well, yeah, Jupiter is brighter, but it's not always in the November evening sky, and besides, it's a planet. Fomalhaut looks like a single point of light, but it's actually a double or binary star. And astronomers have recently realized that it's actually a triple star. Well, how about that? Around mid-November at 7 p.m., note what's below Fomalhaut along your horizon. That direction is due south. Now do an about-face to look due north, and you'll find Polaris, the North Star, roughly halfway from the horizon to overhead. Don't expect to be dazzled by Polaris. It's only half as bright as Fomalhaut. Well, that's it for this month. For other great sky-watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, we'll explore how a bunch of maidens got involved with an angry bull. Until then, I wish you clear skies.